This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
West Coast Wallop.
Rainfall rates 1 to 2 inches an hour, mudslides and flash floods.
New details on movie set shooting.
This moment has shaken all of us to the very core.
Closing in on a spending deal.
I think we're pretty much there now.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's a washout in Northern California and the Pacific Northwest. Heavy rain shattering records in some places, up to 10 inches falling in 24 hours, causing flooding and mudslides. Forecasters call it a bomb cyclone, and it's blamed for at least 2 deaths. CBS's David Begno is reporting this morning from just east of Sacramento.
It has been a monster storm, uprooting trees, flooding rivers in Northern California, and turning creeks into mud-filled rivers.
With the rains and winds coming through, it's anyone's guess on what's going to occur.
On the world-famous Golden Gate Bridge, gale force winds actually caused vibrations that created this eerie whistle that you could apparently hear for miles. More than 5 inches of rain fell in California's state capital, breaking the previous record that was set back in 1880.
There's new information on the deadly movie set shooting involving Alec Baldwin. Cinematographer Helena Hutchins died. Director Joel Souza was hurt. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
According to an affidavit, assistant director Dave Halls grabbed one of 3 prop guns when Halls handed the gun to actor Alec Baldwin. Halls allegedly shouted, "Cold gun," indicating there was no live round in the chamber. And in a new affidavit released last night, Souza told investigators Baldwin was rehearsing a scene that involved drawing his weapon and pointing it towards the camera lens. A 911 call from Thursday raises questions about how the gun was handled on set, including by assistant director Halls.
He's supposed to check the gun. He's responsible.
Safety and good working conditions are like basic necessities.
Maggie Gall was a pyrotechnician on a shoot with Halls back in 2019. She says Halls' behavior on that set compelled her to file a complaint with her executive producers.
No fire lanes, hard to access, doors were blocked. There were no safety meetings.
Now to Washington, where CBS's Weijia Jiang reports Democrats are close to a deal on President Biden's big social spending plan.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Democrats could reach a deal by the end of the week to pass a nearly $2 trillion package with the heart of President Biden's domestic agenda on the line.
We just have some of the last decisions to be made.
The measure is expected to include free universal pre-K, expanded Medicare, and at least 4 weeks of paid family leave. The White House is floating a tax on billionaires, as well as a 15% corporate minimum tax to close any loopholes allowing companies to pay less.
60 Minutes Plus correspondent Laurie Siegel says there's more evidence suggesting Facebook knew that its platforms can fuel hate and misinformation, and at times did little to stop it.
Facebook was causing division in the world.
Brian Boland spent 11 years building Facebook. He left last year when he says he saw the platform driving racism after George Floyd's death.
If I couldn't change it, that I couldn't be a part of it.
Research reveals the company knew vaccine hesitancy was rampant in comments. This analysis found Facebook systems missed most of the hate speech on the platform in Afghanistan.
Some of this research showed that within a week of someone just liking a conservative account, they were served up QAnon content.
It was enough for me to leave the company.
The report recommended Facebook stop suggesting QAnon content to users. But it wasn't until more than a year later that the company banned the group.
Those types of safety things are not the top priority. The top priority is growth.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
New allegations from a former Saudi security official target Prince Mohammed bin Salman. On 60 Minutes, Saad al-Jabri said the prince once spoke of killing King Abdullah.
I am here to sound the alarm about a psychopath killer with infinite resources.
King Abdullah died in 2015 of what were described as natural causes. The prince's father then ascended to the throne. Al-Jabri says he has other secrets that could be damaging to the prince and to the United States. In Sudan, an apparent coup. The country's information ministry says military leaders have arrested the acting prime minister and other government officials. They've also limited internet service and have blocked major bridges in the capital, Khartoum. Here at home, gas prices are up 13 cents a gallon over the last 2 weeks to an average of $3.44 a gallon for regular. The private Lundberg survey says that's $1.22 higher than a year ago. In the British capital, driving around has just gotten more expensive for some people.
Air pollution rules covering central London have been expanded to include almost all of the sprawling British capital, about 150 square miles. London Mayor Sadiq Khan.
I want London to be a world leader. You know, the area covered is almost 4 million people. That's more than double the size of Paris.
Drivers of all diesel vehicles and many gas vehicles now have to pay more than $17 a day to drive anywhere in Greater London, in addition to the $21 daily charge to enter central London. London's congestion zone. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Actor James Michael Tyler has died. He was the coffee shop manager on Friends, sometimes referred to as the seventh friend.
I don't know if you heard about what happened between me and Phoebe the other day.
No.
Well, we kissed.
Tyler had been outspoken about screening for prostate cancer after his own diagnosis 3 years ago. He was 59 years old.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
Singer Ed Sheeran says he's tested positive for COVID-19. He says he'll do interviews and performances from home for now. The news came hours after he was announced as the musical guest on Saturday Night Live for November 6th. Protest over New York's vaccine mandate in Brooklyn. Outside the Nets home opener, a few dozen NBA fans who support Kyrie Irving, who is sidelined by the mandate. Another Sunday, another moment for Tom Brady. He tossed his 600th career touchdown in a Tampa Bay rout of the Chicago Bears on CBS.
600, it is.
The ball on that touchdown ended up in the seats, and the fan who grabbed it gave it back. Brady said that was cool of him to do that.
I don't actually keep too many things, so in that circumstance, I felt like that might be a good one to keep.
He says the fan will get some team gear.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Turns out those vaccine lotteries were a bust.
None of 19 state-led lotteries intended to increase COVID-19 vaccination rates achieved the desired outcome. That from university researchers.
Some might be very reluctant. A very small chance at winning $1 million might not be enough of a financial incentive.
Dr. Benjamin Hansen with the University of Oregon says guaranteed cash payments work best.
That would take people who are on the margin, maybe they're delaying it, and it gives them a reason to do it now, to do it sooner.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
There's a proposal in Australia to make the country have one of the most stringent controls on teen use of social media. A legislative bill would force Facebook, Reddit, and other sites to require parental consent for any users under the age of 16, and it would prioritize children's interests when collecting any data. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.